Chapter 1. Slumberland. In 1911, newspaper cartoonist Winsor McCay confidently declared himself to be the first man in the world to make animated cartoons. Perhaps he made his claim because he was unaware of the others, or maybe he just meant that he was the first to do it his way. Ultimately, it didn't matter. Once the words were uttered, controversy erupted and other cartoonists came forward, indignantly declaring their own right to the title. In truth, McCay wasn't technically the first. Multiple people had come up with similar concepts around the same time, but he was the most famous and admired of all the contenders. Thus, to him went the credit and the glory. Ever since McCay was a boy, people spoke of him the way they spoke of legends. His family claimed he drew his first picture before he said his first word, while people from his hometown shared similar apocryphal stories about his unique artistic gifts. The effect of these stories was to provide a sense of clarity about the vast scope of his talent, and to imbue Winsor with a sense of destiny. McCay was already famous when he created his first animated cartoon in 1911. By that time, he had revolutionized the newspaper comic strip into something resembling movie storyboards of the future. The illusion of motion, creative perspective, people frozen in action poses. His strips were filled with epic stories, capturing the public's imagination and making Winsor one of the most widely recognized newspaper cartoonists in the country. Despite these achievements, McCay was restless, wanting to expand his art further. He was drawn to the new technology behind motion pictures, then a burgeoning art form, and couldn't stop talking to his newspaper colleagues about the movie's potential. Soon he began dreaming of making his comic strips move in a similar way. He would animate only a handful of cartoons during his lifetime, but they were wildly influential, inspiring many other cartoonists, early greats such as Max Fleischer, Otto Messmer, and Walt Disney, to do something similar. His influence was profound, but Winsor McCay's impact on animation was all but forgotten by the time of his death in 1934. Some two decades later, his name would fade from public memory, even though many of his prodigies, such as Walt Disney, would become famous. Disney was generous about celebrating those who had inspired him, however, and decided to produce, in 1955, a short television segment about McCay. Before it aired, Disney invited McCay's son, Robert, himself now gray at the temples, to come visit his studio in Burbank, California. After a private tour of the grounds, full of sunshine and swaying palms, the two men eventually found themselves standing in Disney's office, gazing out the window. Warm and casual, Walt gave credit where it was due. "Bob," he said, sweeping his hand across the gorgeous view of his empire, "all this should have been your father's."